High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On the pregame here, Jackson High hosting Chelsea tonight. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and Brian, we might as well take a look at these starting lineups for these two teams.
All right, well, let's start with the visitors from Chelsea. They have two sophomores starting tonight, and that'll be Jacob Stevens and Joey Cabana, the Grass Lake transplant, who I've seen and coached up against personal, and I'm telling you, he's a player.
Yeah.
Then they have three seniors, Jaden Woody, Ben Strazewski, and Lucas Hannafin.
All right, so there's the starting five for the Bulldogs tonight. Again, they are 7-5 overall on the season, 3-2 in the SEC White Division. How about for the home court Jackson Vikings?
Well, for Jackson, I can just tell you, all five juniors starting tonight from Jackson, and that'll be Terrell White, Amar Harrell, Savon Campbell, Kamen Harris, and Dylan Hartzell, the big man anchoring the middle.
And I want to say that that's different than we saw on Friday night. I want to say it was Harris who's been inserted that wasn't there on Friday, if you can confirm for me.
Yeah, I know Ben Malone started the other night, but I tell you what.
Oh, no, yeah, Harris for Malone, I think, is the switch.
Yeah, but, you know, as we saw the other night, Jackson's quick for the substitution, so
right.
You mentioned it the other night. It's not so much who's going to start, it's who's going to finish.
Yeah, and I it just looks like maybe trying to go with a little extra size, press that size advantage that you eyeballed early on to say, let's go with the taller Harris and Dylan Hartzell, our two big guys, to maybe feed it inside and maybe even work a little inside out. We saw Terrell White get a little hot from outside on Friday. And I think Savon Campbell's got that shot in his arsenal, and Harrell as well can't shoot the three. So he worked a little inside-out game against the Chelsea team, and maybe they just want to go down to the block and bully them.
Yeah, that's definitely some height injection into the starting lineup tonight.
Yeah, and as you just kind of alluded to, they went full platoon on Friday where the first five went out and five fresh guys came in. It was late in the first quarter, I think, before they made the substitution. So we'll keep an eye out for that potentially again here tonight and see if they work that way. And again, like you said, also, I'm just repeating you again, I guess, but you don't know, you never know who's going to stick in the game late in the game. I think it was Jarrell Harrell who actually ended up earning minutes late in the game, had a really nice game on Friday night.
Yeah, Jarrell had 9 points, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
in that fourth
coming off
quarter.
The bench, and
yeah,
he was big at the free throw line late in that one, which that Pinckney game is, what was the final? I had 58-52, so that was, even at a six-point win, that was in the balance late into that game, and Jackson just managed to maintain that little edge that they had, and so they do play well, or they did play well in close games at beating Chelsea by two earlier in the year, and that close one with Pinckney, actually a couple of close ones with Pinckney up to this point in the season. So Jackson, maybe a attribute of this team is playing good in close games, and we'll see tonight, because I expect that we'll end up with another close one here with Chelsea in town.
Yeah, you know, some teams that do the little five people substituting in, it's more of a token, and they might come in for a minute or two, but with this Jackson team, you play well, you're going to play, your group's going to be out there for a good half a quarter.
Yeah, and it's just, I just have this respect that grows for Milton Barnes every time we see his team play, and really just the way we see his demeanor and his style of coaching. I think that helps put the kids at ease a little bit, because he's not barking in their ear. Matter of fact, I haven't seen him talk to him at all here as they're warming up. And, yeah, he's just kind of, he seems to be really even-tempered, and I think that keeps your team playing that way as well.
Yeah, I say the best compliment I could give a coach is whether I'd want my own, you know, son or daughter playing for him, and I definitely would like Coach Barnes coaching my own kid. So
certainly would love to have him, looking in on what my kid was doing when it comes to hoops. So we're edging ever closer to the tip-off tonight. Jackson High and Chelsea on the floor, a game. Our recruit specialized staffing scouting report here on the pregame. And, of course, we say thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain. How about Aeroquip Credit Union improving the financial quality of your life? Let's take a three-minute break, and when we come back, we'll tip this one up. Here at WKHM, online around the world at WKHM.com, or tell your Alexa device to play News Talk 970.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And the national anthem performed here in the gymnasium, a recorded version, but the Jackson High School Marching Band playing. I like that instead of, you know, like Whitney Houston on YouTube or something. let the band play their version. We'll get the starting lineups announced on the floor. Also, during that break, they had here in the building a moment of silence for Jackson legend Al Glick, and noting a $300,000 donation that he made to upgrade the baseball fields back in 2009, and the much talked about $10 million donation to build the outdoor field or the indoor field house and concession stand upgrade, as well as some disabled seating at the football stadium. So just noticed today as I arrived that they're really getting quite along the far along in the building of that field house. It's going to be nice for the school to have.
Yeah, I never had the pleasure to personally meet Al, but boy, his influences in the Jackson area are stretched out.
Certainly.
All over, and his giving and caring about athletics in Jackson and just in general.
And I've only met him to the tune of a handshake, and you know, but when he was around the radio station, always a little smile on his face. It always felt good to have him around. You know, he was just a good presence. And I think about, as you, a golf coach and me, a golf fan, going way back to Mike and Dave Hill, Al Roe Steele was a big sponsor for both of those guys, and even now still with Brian Stewart. Golf. And, of course, Al Glick's connection to U of M sports is no secret, and not uncommon to see him sitting there next to the head coach right there by the bench.
Yep.
When the hoops team was on. As Chelsea wins the tip and secures it, heading down on the offense now. And we get it out to the top. That is Joey Cabana working around into the corner. Benjamin Strzuski. Cabana now right side. Back to Strzuski. Takes a step in. Back to Cabana. Working it just back and forth there on the perimeter. Finding some space. Hopefully there's a drive from Strzuski. Had it knocked away by White. And we'll get a tie out right away. And Jackson High ball.
Yeah, and Steve, Jackson High did open up in that 2-3 zone, kind of as I expected. With that injection of height, just thought that might be what the plans were defensively.
Coming up the floor now is Harrell, handling the ball for Jackson. Amar Harrell at the top gets a screen from Hartzell. He rolls and looks to post at the high spot. Now works down to the low block. Savon Campbell looked at him, looked away, looked back, and it looked like in between he missed a chance to pass it down to him. Now White in the corner, working the baseline, picks up, reverse pivot out to Harrell. Good hands by the Chelsea defender, and it knocks off the fingertips of Amar Harrell, and there's a turnover for Jackson. So both teams a little slow to get started offensively. That was Jacob Stevens making the play. We did have a note from the pregame that a regular starter for Chelsea, Matthew Blanton, out with an illness tonight.
Matthew definitely a staple in that lineup, too. So
Stevens in the corner for Hanifan, and go across the floor, and there's the first three up by Chelsea. It's missed by Cabana, but an offensive rebound for the Bulldogs up to the top. Strzuski working to the right side for Hanifan. Back to Strzuski, and he's right there just left of the circle at the top of the key. Now a drive from Cabana, And that's out. Good open look for three. And that's off back rim, rebounded by Jackson. And that was Hannafin's missed shot. Harrell up the floor. And Strzuski ties him up, but got him on the arm. And that's going to be, that should be on the shot for Harrell.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know, we talk about Jackson being in that zone. And so far, Cabana misses one and Hannafin misses one. And I'm telling you, Jackson does not want to live all night with those two shooting open threes, because they will knock those down.
And Harrell misses his first one from the line. Rough shooting so far for both teams. With 6:28 to play first quarter, we're still scoreless. Amar Harrell's second free throw coming here. And that one's good. 1-0 Vikings. Chelsea basketball. Cabana coming up the left side of the floor. Now works it to Strzuski on the right side. Cabana dribbles up to the top. Back to Strzuski. Deep on the wing. Left wing now for Cabana into the corner. They feed down to the block. Out to Cabana. He makes a drive into the lane. Gets up into the air. And Dylan Hartzell got him in the chops. And that'll send Cabana to the free throw line.
I have a little tidbit for you, Steve. All Cabana's right. Little brother, actually, I think it's a sixth grader. I could be wrong. Might be fifth. But plays in the nation's top-ranked AAU team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there you go. So the Cabana blood runs deep.
Is he the best Cabana yet?
Well, I don't know. I'll tell you. Avery might
Avery
have something.
He's very skilled. Yeah. And Joey's still just a sophomore with plenty of time to write his story. 6:10 to play. He missed his, or got both free throws, excuse me. 2-1. Chelsea in front. Free throw line where all the scoring's coming from so far. Harrell out on the floor, and Chelsea going with a little bit of a trap at half court. They get it to Hartzell, and a three-pointer for Campbell. And he gets nothing but the bottom of the net on that shot. The lefty stroke is good, and Jackson out to the lead 4-2. Cabana quickly up the floor. Off to the top for Stevens. He's going to swing it over to Strzuski. Back to Stevens. Into the corner. Cabana catches, shoots, hits. Triple there for Cabana, and it's 5-4 Chelsea.
Yeah, that time Cabana even a little less open, but you can see that stroke, and they better locate him.
Yeah, and that Chelsea was moving the ball quickly, and a quick fire there by Terrell White on his first touch out of the corner for three, missed, rebounded by Chelsea, and there's a 3-4 Stevens, or excuse me, that was Hannafin on the left side. Rebounded again by Chelsea, and if you're Jackson and you get him to miss one of those threes, you got to clear the board out. Amar Harrell on the run here now after that rebound. Gets it to Harris, who puts it up soft off the glass, and it's 6-5. You know, exchanging leads here.
Yeah. Jackson's last two games, Harris has displayed a nice little touch around the basket. That was a nice soft kiss off the glass.
Cabana coming off the wing into the free throw line area. Pull-up jumper is off. Rebounded Hartzell. Gets it out to Harrell running the break. Numbers not in Jackson's favor. They'll hold it out and get in the half-court set. Down to Harris on the block. Makes a move. Little pull-up fader. Soft touch again. 4 points for Harris. 8 points for Jackson. They lead 8-5 with 4:41 to play first quarter.
And I like that height in the lineup right now against this Chelsea matchup zone.
Stevens gets it to Strzuski. He'll drive from the wing. And as he passed off to Strzuski, he set a screen and called for an offensive foul. Jacob Stevens.
If for a sophomore, Stevens is pretty well put together. You look at him and you know, usually you can pick out the freshman as a sophomore, but he's got a nice build.
Yeah, I'd say that's true of both sophomores. They don't look like they're a couple years younger than the rest of the kids.
You can just tell they've both been in the weight room,
yep,
muscle definition and whatnot.
4.5 to play here. The clock starts. 8-5. Jackson leads with the ball. Harrell left side for Ben Malone onto the floor now, replacing Dylan Hartzell. Also into the game, newly for Jackson, as they turn it over, Tyler Selby in a breakaway, and Strzuski will take advantage of the turnover with a layup from the left side, and Chelsea up in front, 9-8.
That was just a careless pass. Chelsea wasn't putting any extra pressure on him or anything, just threw it away.
Ben Malone on the left wing again. High post for Kamen Harris. He turns and looks, fires. A little bit short. Stevens goes way up for the rebound for Chelsea, and they're quickly up the floor to Hannafin. Stevens at the top. Steps back. Hits a three. Got it. Hit the shoot button on that one quickly. 12-8. Chelsea out to a lead now. Amar Harrell to the high post for Harris. Selby to Ben Malone in the corner. Out to Harrell. Campbell into the corner for Selby. Now back to the top for Harrell. Now Jackson really slowly trying to look for a space in the zone defense. Campbell will fire for three. He hit one already. That one's a miss. And we've got a rebound battle, and I think we're going to get a foul call against Harrell trying to swoop in late and steal that one away.
And that's Amar Harrell for anybody listening, not Jarrell. Guess we better make that clear.
Yep. 12-8 Chelsea lead, 3:18 to play first quarter, and the Bulldogs get the rock back here as Gibson Drummond comes onto the floor for the first time here for the Vikings. No subs yet. Oh, we do have a sub for Chelsea here into the game now. Chase Lay.
He's got some bright shoes.
Yeah. Stevens to the right side for Strzuski. Lay at the top left side. Now Cabana from the wing. Picked up his dribble. Looks, drops it down to Lay. Now back to Cabana. He'll fire with a little space. Missed the three. Rebound Campbell. And Jackson comes away with a stop. Under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Trailing 12-8. Ben Malone gets open on the wing. Misses his three. Rebound against Stevens. He's been an early rebound leader here for Chelsea. And Selby with a near steal getting into the passing lane. A little too casual on the pass there for Stevens to Strzuski. That's got to be something different than I'm saying it, but we're going with it. Cabana in the backcourt comes up the floor right side for Stevens. Now to the top of the key for Hanifan. He'll drive from there. Dribble drive, pass out to Cabana, and his three-pointer is good. That was with a hand in his face. 15-8 Chelsea. Early lead here for the Bulldogs on some hot shooting from Cabana. Cold shooting here from Jackson so far. At least on the last handful of possessions. Drummond's got it now. Working across the middle. High post for Harris. He'll turn. Look. Short. Rebound Malone. Blocked on the way up. Lay came in with his shiny shoes. Knocked it away. Bulldogs recover. Strzuski up the floor. Into the lane. Clears it out. Into the corner. Hanifan for three. No. Rebound is a battle. Selby gets it. Looks to run for Jackson. They don't have numbers. And he tried to force it into Campbell. Stolen by Stevens. Bulldogs the other way. And Cabana working up the right side. Looked to penetrate. Pulls it back out. And sets it up at the top for Stevens. Left side, Strzuski. And now he'll move to the middle and reset the spacing. Motion gets to Cabana, right wing. Minute 41 to play. Chelsea up 15-8. Left side, Strzuski had a momentary look at it. Goes down to Stevens instead. Out to Hanifan. Quick pass over to Cabana. And that three-pointer short. Stevens rebounds. And the putback is good. And timeout, Coach Barnes. Vikings will talk it over with a minute 27 to play in the first quarter. 17-8. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Score great deals on everything you need for the big game this week at Meijer. Like 97-cent extra large avocados with M-Perks. And Doritos or Lay's for $1.99 when you buy five, save $5. Coca-Cola or Pepsi 24-pack cans are $6.49 when you buy five, save $5. Plus deposit where applicable. Plus, save $370 on the LG 55-inch NanoCell 4K Smart TV for $529.99. Save on everything for the big game when you shop Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
1 minute, 27 seconds remains here, first quarter. And we did get I believe it's a correction on the scoreboard, 15-8. Is that what I said when we went to the break?
Well, you know, they did have 17-8, so
yeah,
you
okay,
get the pass
okay
for that.
15-8 is the correction from the scoreboard, and makes it a 7-point advantage here for the Bulldogs. Jackson out of the timeout. We'll see what they do. Initially, a couple substitutions. And we have Beauchamp into the game now. Selby will bring it up the floor. It's Campbell, Malone, Beauchamp, and Terrell White. So a little smaller lineup here for Jackson. Still working against the 2-3 zone here for Chelsea. Ben Malone out on the wing. Top for Selby. Back to Malone on the right wing. Now gets down to Campbell. Puts it up off the window quick. Rebound Beauchamp. His putback is good. And Jackson scores out of the timeout. 15-10. Under a minute to play. Chelsea with the ball. Stevens, Strzuski. Left side now for Hanifan. Or nope, that's Carter Alexander newly into the game. He and Hanifan have similar hair.
They do. But Alexander is going to get called for the travel. You know, both teams so far tonight have done a good job offensive rebounding against these zones.
Yeah. Kind of something you got to expect to give up a little bit if you're in a zone defense. Selby steps back long. 2-point shot, and think he'll get hit on the release, so that's going to be a couple free throws here for Selby and Jackson High.
Steve, was he attempting a three there, or that just a long two?
He had foot on the line.
Okay.
Yep, it was a long two. Probably an ill-advised shot, bailed out a little bit by getting the foul call. Of course, maybe he has a better chance of making it if he doesn't get fouled. 34.2 to play, 15-10 Jackson trails, and Selby hits the first free throw, cuts the lead back down to just 4 points.
Yeah, I'd like to see Jackson kind of move the ball, get moving a little quicker. Right now it's a catch and hold, and it's giving that Chelsea matchup zone time to match up.
Selby's second free throw short, rebounded by Chelsea, and it was Lay got it. They get it to the hands of Strzewski with 29 seconds to play first quarter, 15-11. Jackson trails on the defense now. Stevens right wing. He holds Strzewski, and now over to Cabana. Had a momentary look at the hoop, but they're holding it out for one shot here. They get it into Cabana's hands. 11 seconds. Working one-on-one here against Tyler Selby from Jackson. Makes his move. Cabana into the air, blocked by Campbell, and with 2 seconds, gets to Selby. As you fling at the buzzer, I think he got it off late and misses everything anyway, and one quarter in the books, and it's 15-11 Chelsea in front. Let's take a 60-second break. Come back with the second quarter on WKHM.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
Where did you first learn to swim? Generations of families have learned to swim at the YMCA. The Jackson YMCA offers swim lessons for all ages, including group lessons for youth and private lessons for adults. Lessons are available for beginners to advanced swimmers, and the YMCA even offers parent-child swim classes for infants starting at 6 months. Swimming is a life skill, a great exercise, and it's fun. Learn to swim today at the YMCA. For more information and to sign up, visit jacksonymca.org.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back underway here, second quarter. Cabana with a drive. Gets up into the air, missed the shot, but he does draw a foul, and that'll be free throws for Joey Cabana, the sophomore here from Chelsea. 7:50 to play first half, and again, 15-11, Jackson trails early, but they went down after a timeout, came back, scored a couple points. Cabana's going to hit this free throw.
Yeah, you know, we talked earlier in the pregame about Chelsea's versatility. We mentioned Jackson's zone could be some trouble. Just they have so many good three-point shooters. But man-to-man now, we're going to see Chelsea run some plays and do some driving. So Jackson's going to have to communicate.
Terrell Harrell into the game with Selby, Malone, Beauchamp, and White for Jackson. Terrell with the ball now, breaking a little full-court pressure by Chelsea. Fires that shot for three, missed. 17-11 Chelsea with the rebound and the run out into the corner. Hanifan fires quick and knocks it down. And that is Lucas Hanifan for Chelsea. Pushes it out to 20-11 the lead. White from the corner, pump fakes, drives, get into the air, off the window, got it to fall. Good-looking drive for Terrell White, 20-13 our score.
That's the definition of a hanging ball, just hanging on the rim. Wasn't sure if that was going in or out.
Looked for a second like it might just pause and just stay there on the back of that iron. Chelsea, with a little driving from Strzewski at the Hanifan. Coming around is Alexander, gets it to Cabana. He pulls up from the free throw line area and knocks that jumper down. 22-13.
Yeah, maybe what we're seeing is why Jackson started in a zone, because that Chelsea movement is quick.
White from the top goes, puts the ball on the deck, gets it to Beauchamp outside the arc, right wing for Jarrell Harrell. He goes to the high post for Beauchamp. He's doubled there, and a little too much contact for the officials' liking. Draws a whistle.
Strzewski picks up his second, so I think he's going to have a seat.
Fourth team foul here for the Bulldogs with 6:37 to play first half. 22-13 Bulldog lead. Vikings with the ball. White to inbound from the baseline. He's going to float it deep to Harrell. Chelsea actually going man-to-man now, too. And Hanifan pressuring White. Looks like he knocked it off of his foot. Chelsea basketball.
Yeah, I like White's game, but I do sometimes see a little bit over dribbling, like he's going to get it in his mind, like he's taking it to the basket regardless. And mm-hmm. like to see a little more decisiveness.
On the floor for Jackson, Alcaronis Davis. High post for Stevens for the Bulldogs. Out to Hanifan on the wing, working against Davis. Lost the dribble momentarily. Recovers, gets it out to Stevens. 6:09 to play. It's still a 22-13 Chelsea lead. Cabana from the right wing, deep. Looks to the top for Hanifan. Off the dribble, gets into the lane. That lefty finish. He's a left-hander, and that one goes off the window, and it's 24-13. Biggest lead of the game for Chelsea. Under 6 minutes to play, first half.
A nice, tough running hook, almost.
Yeah, that almost shades of, gosh, that little
Xavier
guard from
Simpson.
Michigan. Thank you,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You keep that away from those taller shot blockers and still finish off the window with a nice kiss. 5:43 to play now, and we get a foul. A foul against Chelsea. That's their fifth team foul. White will inbound from the baseline here for the Vikings again. Throws it into Jarrell Harrell deep left side now. Newly on the floor for Jackson. I don't have that number. Drive from White, gets in deep, lost it on the way up, out of bounds though. Last touch off of Chelsea.
Who are we looking for, Steve?
Number 11 on Jackson.
Hey, you're right, we don't have a number 11 on the program.
Inbound goes to Karanis Davis in the corner, dribbles out of there. Working to the middle of the floor. And now right wing, Jarrell Harrell. And he, little hesitation dribble, gets a good look. Missed the shot, though. Rebounded by Brett Stevens. Is it Brett? I'm giving him extra name, Jacob Stevens.
Hey, at least we have his name.
Yeah, there's a name on there.
I can correct myself. I'm going to find that out.
There's a dribble drive from Stevens. Gets in deep, passes out in the corner. And Cabana missed everything. Might have been a partially blocked by Harrell out there. Jarrell Harrell has it now for Jackson on the offense. Top of the key for the Vikings. Now right side for Karanis Davis. Right wing for Harrell. Jarrell Harrell. Crossover dribble into the elbow. Goes across the paint. Lost the dribble. Gets it back through the traffic to Beauchamp. Has to clear it out of there. And it's stolen by Hanifan. Run to the break for Chelsea. Across the lane. And a layup off the window for the Bulldogs. Jaden Woody scores, and it's 26-13 Chelsea right now.
Jackson a little mad at the turnover, didn't get back fast enough.
And another turnover here for the Vikings. Cabana comes up the floor for the Bulldogs, working across the middle. Right side for Stevens. Looking for Hanifan at the top, well defended. Stevens just goes by his defender, but can't get that layup to fall. Rebounded by Jackson, running the break. They move to the basket, pass out. Karanis Davis has plenty of time to set up for the three, but missed it off the heel. Rebound goes to Alexander, and he gets it to Stevens to bring it up the floor with 3:47 to play here in the first half. 26-13 Chelsea lead.
Jackson cannot get anything to fall tonight.
Bulldogs with the ball. Stevens at the top of the key, right wing now for Woody. Across the floor to Cabana. He sets up on the left wing working against Davis. Dribbles to the middle, hands to Stevens. Patience here for the Chelsea attack right now. Good pressure from the Vikings. Harrell right up on Stevens, but he gets past him and dribbles to the into the rack. Gets up in the air. Davis will foul him, and it's free throws coming for Jacob Stevens.
Yeah, Stevens, you take a look at him, and you know, nothing just screams of, oh man, this guy's going to be really quick burst, but he's had a couple first steps that have just gotten flying by the Jackson High defender.
To 13 after the free throw make. 3:18 to play here in the first half. Joey Cabana goes to the bench, as well as Jaden Woody. Breather for both of those players. On the floor for Chelsea now, Luke Tropia, the freshman.
Now, I said sometimes you can pick out a freshman. You can pick out Luke.
He's got freshman freshman measurable.
Yeah. What are you saying about 5'5", maybe?
Yeah. Free throw good for Stevens, 28-13. Jackson getting themselves in a hole here early. Harris back onto the floor. Kronis Davis, right side. And there's a three-point shot up and knocked down. Our unknown player out there. Yeah. 2:58 to play.
I almost wonder if that's a JV playing a fifth quarter. You know, they can play five quarters.
Possible. 2:50. Chelsea ball, 28-16. There's a drive. Stevens again gets deep in the lane. The pass out just a little low for the catch and shoot. Stevens comes back out, steps up for the three-pointer, missed. Harris rebounds. 2:36 to play in our opening half. And Harris brings it all the way up the floor, hits Davis on the wing. He drives now, passes across the lane to Harris. Missed shot. Stevens rebounds. Up the left side. Feeds down to the block. It's Lay coming across the lane. Out to Stevens. Drives down to the block. He'll pass out. Luke Sopia. And we'll get a double dribble on the freshman. And he did mishandle the pass. Dribbled once. Picked it up and dribbled again. 2:12 to play in our first half of Jackson trailing 28-16.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where sometimes they'll let that go, calling it a bobble, but kind of think he took a controlled dribble, picked it up, and dribbled again. So
Campbell with the ball right side for Davis. To the top for White. Terrell White making a little dribble move. Now out there again. High post. Turn and look. Harris makes a move to the bucket. Too strong on the shot. Rebounded by Chelsea, and it's Alexander with the rebound. To Stevens on the wing. Makes a drive. Passes across court. Out to Alexander at the top. He fires for three. Rattles. Comes up and then falls down. 31-16. 1:35 to play. Jackson trailing big here at home. Davis on the wing. Now to the top for Terrell White. He pulls for three. And hits it. Big answer there for the Vikings. Keeping it close here as they head to the end of the first half, minute 17 to play here, and we'll get a timeout from the Chelsea bench. Let's take a 30-second timeout from the broadcast. Jackson trails right now 19-31 on WKHM.
I'll go find out.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
For nearly two decades, the Jackson School of the Arts has been a leader in providing arts, dance, theater, and music education.
Our mission is to make all arts accessible to all children. Together we can help kids grow, give them hope, and contribute to their long-term well-being.
Please help by donating today. Your gift will bring music, dance, and so much more to our community.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Minute 14 to play first half. Chelsea out of the timeout, leading 31-19. And we'll see what they draw up with 74 seconds to play here in the first half.
I did find out 11, the mystery. It's Tyler Selby. He just New Jersey.
All right, so now did you find out who number one is?
Yeah, that's Tavion Tanner today.
All right.
Yeah, so there we go.
Cleared that up.
Jersey switch on us.
Chelsea moving around the perimeter. Stevens gets a look from the top. Missed his three-pointer. Rebounded by Dylan Hartzell. Gets it out to Selby running up the right sideline. And there was a feed down to the baseline. Campbell's got it out to Hartzell. Now to the top for Terrell White. Pump fakes and makes a drive, and you get a hand check against Lucas Hanifan. So 43.7 to play first half. That's the sixth team foul for Chelsea.
And right now, Jackson only with 5 points in this second quarter, and it's 43 seconds away from being done, and Terrell White with all five of them.
Kronis Davis on the wing. Gets a screen from Hartzell. He rolls. Good defense by Chelsea. Selby open enough for three. Leaves it short. Rebound momentarily grabbed by the Bulldogs. Then taken away by Campbell. Then taken away again. And it's Cabana up the floor with 30 seconds for the Bulldogs. And Stevens is going to slow it down. It looks like Chelsea will hold it out for one possession here to end the half.
Coach Treprea from Chelsea. Veteran. Coaching many years.
Hanifan out on the floor with 7 seconds. They'll get it back to Lucas. High post for Stevens. Drops it down low for Woody. Pump fakes, missed the reverse layup. So they got as good a look as you could hope for and just missed it there at the buzzer. And our halftime score here at Jackson High, 31-19. Chelsea out in front. And, you know, I think Chelsea really just shot it better than Jackson. And that late in the half, neither team was really lighting it up. So there will be opportunity for Jackson to get back into it. And really goes to show, again, how important those first few minutes of the third quarter can be. Jackson needs to come out and find a way to put it in the bucket. Just 19 points in the first half. That's a far cry from, you know, the kind of scores they'd like to have. And that just 19 points is showing you that they didn't shoot the ball great.
Yeah, and that 12-point lead, that lead is always a lead where you talked about the importance. I feel like when it's a 12-point game, it's extra important.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
If Chelsea opens up on a 5-0 run and all of a sudden's up 17, you know, Jackson, you start hanging your head a little bit thinking that it's over. But a 5-0 run in Jackson's favor, and now all of a sudden you got a little momentum, and you're like, yep. Hey, well, let's make this a game. So big, important 3 minutes, I think, for the opening up in the third quarter.
And, you know, we saw Jackson kind of start out in the zone defense, and they switched to man-to-man there in the second quarter. What if you're Coach Milton Barnes, where do you go here in the third quarter to come out?
Well, you know, it was kind of a pick-your-poison because Chelsea did get a lot of good looks for three when they were in the zone, and they do have the shooters. But when they went man, Chelsea really did take advantage and get to the basket with relative ease. And
yeah.
So I guess given those two options, I might see if Chelsea's going to knock down threes because I don't think they're going to miss wide open layups very often.
And I know we were talking about the even-tempered and relaxed Coach Barnes. If I'm him, though, at the halftime, a little fired up because you can stay in that man-to-man defense, but you've got to shut down the penetration. And in a couple cases, really, it was too easy for those Chelsea guards to drive by their defender and get down in the paint where they could either take the layup themselves, pull up off the dribble, or drop it down to one of their bigs and have them get a layup. So
yeah, Stevens, Cabana, and Hanifan seem to just drive it at will.
Yeah.
So somebody's got to do a better job of keeping somebody in front of them.
Got to up the intensity on the Jackson defense. And I know they've got it in them. We saw it against Pinckney. And we'll see if we don't see it in the second half here of this game. Again, 31-19 is our score. Chelsea leads Jackson here on Tuesday night. We'll take 3 minutes here at halftime. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers and get things set up for the second half on WKHM. Online around the world at WKHM.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Halftime here at Jackson High, the Bulldogs out to a lead 31-19. And how did they get there, Brian? Who did it?
Would you like the visitors from Chelsea first?
Yeah, let's go with them.
Okay, well, for Chelsea, Lucas Hanifan had 5, Ben Strazewski with 2, Carter Alexander 3, Jaden Woody with 2, Jacob Stevens 6, and Joey Cabana leading the way with 12 points for Chelsea.
Yeah, and he was as you said, he's a player. You could see him knock down the shots confidently, but he also, when he needed to, would like to go off the dribble, pulled up a couple times from the free throw line area. A shot you know that I like when guys take. I just think sometimes guys get off the dribble and they have all this space between they beat their guy and then they have all the space between that their guy and that defender down on the block, and so many times they just dribble right into that guy and get blocked or fouled when if they could stop pull up off the glass. It's it was very effective for guys like Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
So
Rip Hamilton.
I wish there was more respect for that move and what that can do for getting you easy open looks instead of contested layup attempts or running one-handed floaters, which we call out a lot.
Yeah.
But you don't see them get made. So I like that came from Cabana to pull that up off the dribble.
Yeah, he has what they call the ability to score on all three levels.
Yeah.
You know, outside the mid-range and taking it to the basket. Now, he's gotten fouled a couple times, and he's 4-for-4. So
I was going to say, he's a guy who the really good scorers do it at the free throw line a lot, too. You watch somebody like Allen Iverson, who averaged, you know, around 30 points a game, and that's a guy who, yeah, he might have a hot shooting night from time to time, but a lot of times he's maybe 7 of 21 from the floor, but he's at the free throw line 13 times or 14 times, so you make a good enough percentage of those, and that keeps the points coming.
Even though I don't really care for him, James Harden is another one that gets to the line a lot and adds to that scoring. You a James Harden fan?
No.
Okay. Well, we can agree.
Because if he were a high school basketball player, they'd call him for travel a lot. So I always think that's weird where you try to learn these fundamentals, and then when you get to the highest level of the sport, they don't care anymore about the fundamentals of, like, traveling and all that stuff.
You would think that's where they're at their pickiest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Would you like to know Jackson's scores?
Yeah, we unload our basketball philosophy here at the half, let's get some scores.
Enough NBA talk. How about we start with Amar Harrell with a point, Robert Beauchamp with 2, Kamen Harris with 4, Savin Campbell with 3, Terrell White 5, and Tyler Selby 4. So really balanced with White leading the way with 5.
Yeah, so with just a little bit of time here before we get to the second half, we'll take 90 seconds, and when we come back, we'll get the second half underway. 31-19 Jackson Trails here on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Brian, you were just talking before we came back. The officiating crew has done a good job tonight because they haven't inserted themselves into the game to make a difference and didn't have to blow the whistle a ton in the first half, which is a good thing. They update that uniform, get them something a little more casual. The slacks just seem so odd to me. It's like they could have some joggers or even some shorts.
Yeah, why do they have to wear just black dress pants almost?
Yeah. They got a long-lasting contract with Hager or something like Dockers. Savin Campbell pulls up a 3 out of the break at the just left of the circle. Missed that shot, rebounded by Chelsea. They lead 31-19. Jackson man-to-man as they come out of the break. Savin Campbell, the sagging kind of man-to-man.
And Tavion Tanner in for Jackson starting the half after. We didn't really see him much at all the first half, did we?
He played some early minutes when we thought it was Tyler Selby, but now he's in there along with Terrell White, Savin Campbell, Kamen Harris, and Ben Malone. As Hanifan comes across the lane, drops out for Stevens on the wing, drives, passes out to Cabana for 3. No. Rebound to Campbell. Running up the left side of the floor for Jackson. Gets it to Tanner at the top. Left side for Malone. Drops it down for Campbell on the block. It passes just a little wide. And that's out of bounds. Turnover for Jackson. Unforced.
As Coach Barnes telling Malone, hey, just take 2 dribbles over here, and that angle's a lot easier to feed the post there.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's still coached, but that was a real stress point for our coach back in high school to say, you know, it's much easier to feed the post from the wing than it is from the top. And in this case, shot goes up from Chelsea, missed and out of bounds.
Right there, another good job by the official. I know Jacob Stevens doing a nice job trying to sell that it wasn't off him, but the official wasn't buying it.
Got to make that call quick and confidently, or else the parents can eat you alive sometimes if they don't trust your calls. Terrell White on the wing out to Ben Malone at the top. He works over to the middle of the floor looking for Terrell White on the wing. Hanifan jumps out, knocks it out.
Well, the game started this way. 2 minutes into the game, nobody had scored. And right now, 2 minutes into the second half, still no score.
Yeah, both teams have gotten some looks, but nothing's fallen so far. Looks like Chelsea zoning up again. They get it to the high post for Harris. He turns and misses. Campbell rebounds, knocked away from him out of bounds. And they say it goes off Campbell's leg, so it'll be Chelsea ball.
Campbell's done a good job hitting the offensive glass out of the Chelsea zone, taking advantage and just shooting his gaps.
Jackson setting up some full court pressure here. Nobody was guarding Stevens, so they get it to him up the floor to Cabana. He drives against Harris, gets past him, goes all the way through the baseline. And they're calling him for a ball control foul, carrying turnover here for Chelsea. He doesn't like it.
Not sure about it either, if I'm being quite honest.
Yeah, I thought maybe we were going to get a reach in.
Yeah,
foul.
That's what I thought happened. I don't know. But, hey.
No fouls yet with 5:37 to play third quarter. Still 31-19. Our halftime score has not changed. Down to Harris on the baseline for Jackson. Out to Tavian Tanner. Back to Harris. Outside the arc. Probably not where he wants to make his living. Ben Malone on the left wing. Dribbles in. Down to Campbell on the block. Little jump hook there from Campbell is good. And it's 31-21. Jackson cuts it to 10. First bucket of the half with 5:10 to play. Chelsea still scoreless here in the third quarter. Strzuski gets it to Stevens at the top, works his way into the elbow, passes out to Cabana. He dribbles into the lane. Now skips it over to Strzuski. Cabana gets it back in the corner. Little jump stop into the lane, out to Hanifan for three, and he knocks it down.
Yeah, Hanifan had missed his first couple threes. He's made his last two now, and with that stroke, we said he wasn't going to keep missing.
Yeah, not a lot of wasted motion, really repeatable. Yeah. Malone shoots for three, and he hits one. Answers back on the other end, 34-24 with 4:36 on the clock here in the third quarter. And that Jackson pressure set up full court. They break it again into the hands of Cabana and Stevens. Now to the top, Strzuski. Looking for a back cut. Nothing there. Good defense by Jackson. Has to skip it across to Stevens on the left side. So it's about side the arc into the corner for Cabana. Pass was a little wild, so Cabana couldn't take the three. Dribbles back out onto the floor to reset. Strzuski comes out on the wing. And now it's Woody at the top. Swings it around to the left side for Cabana. Down and feeds Stevens in the post. And just a little hesitation. Got the defender off his feet. Forced the contact, and he'll get two free throws.
Chelsea kind of ran a little old-fashioned flex offense right there. A little pass up to the wing and then a little back screen for Stevens.
Stevens knocks down that free throw. 3:56 on our third quarter clock. 35-24 is the lead right now for Chelsea as Lay comes back into the game for Woody.
Lay and his bright orange shoes. Let's not forget those. Those also checked in.
Stevens makes the pair. Jackson quickly up the floor. Tanner up the right side. Looking at Chelsea maybe trapping at the half court here. Tanner passes out of it. Left side for White. He's doubled up over there. Gets into the elbow. Out to Malone on the right wing. Tanner comes across the top. Was looking at the three. Doesn't take it. Passes out. Terrell White will take it. And he'll knock it down. Nothing but net there for White. And he cuts the lead to 9 with 3:33 to play in the third. White, threes there.
Yep, White up to 8 points now for the Vikings. 8 of the 27.
Stevens drives, kicks out to Hanifan, right wing for Cabana. He'll fire for the triple and knock it down. Trading threes now, and it's 39-27, 3:17 remaining in the third quarter.
After a couple minutes of no score, 4 threes, 2 from each team here in the last minute and a half.
Took the lid off of the basket. Terrell White from the right side. Hanifan coming up to chase him. He'll get called for a hand check. First foul of the half here for Chelsea.
Second foul for Hanifan on the game. Both on little hand check calls.
Sideline inbound here for Jackson. White to pass it in. It's White, Tanner, Malone, Campbell, and Kamen Harris on the floor for the Vikings right now. 3 minutes to play in the third. The 39-27 deficit. Terrell White goes off the dribble. Stopped it and had to force a pass away before he traveled. Campbell from the wing to the top for Tanner. Now Harris on the left side. White comes across the top. Jab, step, and drive. And call an offensive foul on Campbell off the ball.
Huh.
Coach Barnes is in the official's ear.
But not literally, just talking to him.
2:40 to play, and Jackson steals the Chelsea inbound, gets it to Campbell. He goes up off the window a little too strong, trying to get his own rebound back. It goes out of bounds, and they'll call it off of Chelsea. Nice move for Campbell, just couldn't finish it off, but Jackson will keep it on their end of the floor from the baseline. Trailing 39-27, Terrell White will inbound. Stevens comes back in the game off the Chelsea bench. Strzuski will go to the bench.
Steve, we talked that 12-point lead at the half still remains 12, so the big 3-4 minutes that we were looking for, I guess, has just been a wash.
Yeah, neither team able to go on a little run. So now if you're Jackson, you want to get one here at the end of the third and see it get down to single digits before you go into that last quarter.
We'll just keep talking about how the next 3 minutes are important.
All the 3 minutes are important. Harris from the elbow, he's picked up there. Tanner outside the arc, surveying, little pump fake. Now down to Harris, looking for him on the baseline as Stevens jumps the passing lane, knocks it out, and Jackson will keep the ball. Yeah, Harris has been outside the arc a lot more than this, and he's more in that high post area, or you really want to get him down to the low block where he's got a couple inches on anybody who might try to guard him down there.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a good 4 inches on Chase Lay from Chelsea.
Lay's working hard out there trying to guard him. Tanner looks down for Campbell posting up. He's got a size advantage, too. Little spinning jump hook there, and he missed it. And on the rebound, it's loose, and I think we'll get a foul against the Vikings.
Well, they got Chelsea.
Got Chelsea on it, yeah. So 39-27, still our score. We're now under 2 minutes to play. And Strzelczyk comes back into the game. And it's looks like this is the starting lineup on the floor here for Chelsea. Jackson's got it. Tanner on the wing. Terrell White coming across to the top of the key, fires for three. Nothing but the bottom again. White's got a hot hand out there. They need to maybe call a couple plays to get him in open.
You get the sense if Jackson's going to claw their way back in this, a lot of it's going to be due to the shooting hand of Terrell White.
They cut it to 9 here with 1:35 to play. A big defensive set here for Jackson as we come down to the end of the third quarter. Cabana finds a little space at the top and missed it side rim. Rebounded by Tanner. Good stop for Jackson. Clear out the rebound. Campbell at the top. He drives past Cabana on the run. Gets one up. Count it. Campbell really forced the action there. And Cabana's defense, he fouled him. And Campbell just flung it off the backboard and it went in.
Yeah, that was I hope the referees called this foul because I'm going in strong one way or another.
117 in the third, and it's 39-32. They cut it to 7. Can make a 6 if Campbell's good from the line here. Takes a little practice stroke. Now has the basketball. 3 dribbles. Shots up. That's off the front rim. Rebounded by Stevens. So 39-32 is where we land with minute 13 on the clock. Hanifan brings it up the floor for the Bulldogs. Right wing for Stevens. Feeds the top for Skrzuski as Cabana's getting a breather here to end the period. Stevens in the corner, only pump fakes the three. Maybe didn't pump fake, just had to look up. Gets past the defense on the closeout, gets down low, and gets in the air. He misses the shot but draws a foul, and that'll be free throws for Jacob Stevens.
Yeah, that's not a take that you typically see a sophomore do in a varsity game. That was strong, and, you know, was it Tavion Tanner was meeting him there. And I think Stevens made Tanner move backwards.
Yeah, Stevens missed that first free throw. Harris goes out. Dylan Hartzell into the game here. Under a minute to play in the third. 39-32. Stevens bends his knees. Gets that one away and knocks out the free throw. So make it 40-32. They have it at 8 points now after being down 12 to start the third quarter. Jackson with the ball can cut into the lead even further. Tanner slowly executing some spacing here for Jackson against the zone from Chelsea. Out to White. He fires for three. No. Didn't quite set his feet like he has on his makes. That one was a little forced, maybe. They feed it down. And good fast break for Chelsea, finding Carter Alexander. If Savion Campbell was about an inch taller, he steals that pass. But instead, it went right over his hand. And they score it, make it back to a 10-point lead for Chelsea. 20 seconds, high post for Hartzell. Passes out. Campbell open for three. His shot's off the rim. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Stevens running the floor. 12 seconds. 10 seconds up the floor to Strzelczyk. Into the high post area for Stevens. Drives in out to Hanifan. He finds a little space. That one's a miss. Rebound Tanner. 1 second. Fling. Three-quarter court. And it looked right at it, but a little short. Three quarters of this game are complete. 42-32. Jackson trails by 10. We'll see if they can come back after 60 seconds on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Chelsea with the ball as we start the final quarter. High post for Woody. Hands off for Cabana in the corner for Hanifan for three. Short. Cabana rebounds. Passes out to Strzuski. And now back to Cabana to reset the offense. Left wing, Stevens, about two steps behind the arc. To the top for Cabana. Swings it to Strzuski. Down to Stevens on the block. Makes a move to the basket. Passes out of there. Woody would have been open, but he wasn't ready to shoot. Out to Stevens in the corner for three. And he hit that with a defender in his face. Chelsea goes up 45-32, 7:21 to play.
You can see Stevens really organizing the dogs and getting them ready, and he had his feet set.
White gets it out to Jarrell Harrell now. High post for Hartzell, turns around and looks. Good open shot, just missed it. Rebounded by Woody, and Chelsea looks to run. Now Cabana slows it down, he and Stevens. Of the same mind out on the floor. Stevens with the ball. Left wing, Strzuski. Eyeballs the floor, now to the top. Stevens not ready to shoot there, but he does get to Woody coming across the lane in the high post. Hanifan out to Stevens, ready to shoot this time for three. Missed. Woody rebounds out to Cabana. He takes a moment to size up the three. Missed it off front rim. And chasing down the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Let's see who they call it off of. They'll say Jackson touched it last. Good hustle there by Jaden Woody to keep that ball loose.
Yeah, the bench just going crazy for Woody, just yelling, Woody, because he had about three of them where he kept alive.
There's an energy player there. 6:37 to play here in the fourth quarter, 45-32, Jackson trails. On the floor right now, Tavion Tanner, Amar Harrell, Tyler Selby, Cameron Harris, and Jarrell Harrell. Chelsea with the ball, inbound goes to Lucas Hanifan. Jackson playing man-to-man defense here. Hanifan dribbling around the top. Now into the lane, into the air. Passes out Strzuski. I don't know if he's shot the ball yet, but feeding pretty pass to Stevens coming off the screen. Open layup. And Chelsea's biggest lead here, 47-32.
Yeah, Jackson's missed its last five shots after getting it to a seven-point deficit.
And they get it down to Harris, and he got a good look at it inside, and it just rattled halfway in and came out. Another miss there for Jackson. 6:05 to play. Tyler Hanifan comes across. Stay tuned following this broadcast. We got University of Michigan basketball at 8:30 taking on Penn State tonight. At Penn State. Drive into the lane, up in the air, and it's Woody who got it down low. And contact down there. He'll get free throws for his trouble.
I think we're going to get a Jackson High timeout.
Timeout from the Vikings indeed. And I didn't see. Take a 30-second break. 5:49 to play. 32 Jackson, 47 Chelsea at WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Friday night, we're on live again. We'll be at Napoleon High School with Vandercook Lake Jayhawks visiting the Pirates. And that game, depending on what happens, both teams playing Wednesday night, that game could have the first place position in the Cascades Conference up for grabs there.
Vandercook be looking to sink the ship over in Napoleon, as they call their student section and gym.
Fireship, yeah.
Yeah.
Woody makes a free throw out of the timeout. 5:49 to play, 48-32. And he gets them both. Effort paying off right there for Jaden Woody. And Chelsea comfortably in front. If Jackson making a run, you got to start that run soon. Gibson Drummond coming off the screen. Got the open look at three, knocked it down, but we got a foul call against Jackson before that.
Cayman Harris with an illegal screen. Here's a problem for Jackson. They want to press, but Chelsea just has so many good ball handlers and passers. It's not even phasing them.
Stevens gets it in the front court. Strzuski back to Stevens. Cabana chased out by Jarrell Harrell. Down to the top, Strzuski. Looking to the wing for Cabana. Top for Stevens. Swings it over to Hanifan. Into the high post for Woody. Scoops it out of there to Cabana back outside the arc, and he'll reset. 5:08 left on the clock. 49-32 Chelsea lead. Good patience here for Chelsea on the possession. Finds Stevens sneaking across the baseline. And he gets the shot up, missed it, just missed it. And a foul against the Vikings. Let's see who got him on the...
That was Gibson Drummond. Stevens, I like his activity without the ball. He's really made some nice cuts and made himself available and good inside-out game. He's definitely one of the guys that we talk about is just versatile.
Yeah, and really with him and Cabana, both as sophomores, they go out there and, you know, you feel a leadership sense from the young players too, and that's belies their age.
Yeah, both just... Heady have a calmness, players. Heady, yep, yep.
And, you know, with AAU and all the things now, at sophomore, even in 10th grade, they've played hundreds of games.
Yeah. They're not your old sophomore like back when you were in school, you know, a long time ago.
Gibson Drummond fires a deep triple there. Missed it just. It had a good look at it. Strazu skipped the floor for the Bulldogs into the lane. Across the court to Cabana. He'll drive into the free throw line area. Pull-up jumper is good. And a timeout off the bench from Chelsea right after the make. 4:31 to play. 53-32. They can push this out beyond 20 points. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back with the broadcast. Jackson Trails on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live coverage tonight brought to you by HealthQuest, Nerman Disc Center, Superior Industrial Sales, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. A big thank you always to Trips Auto Shop as the playoffs get closer and closer. They're usually our title sponsor come playoff time. As we're back underway, Tyler Selby coming up the left side of the floor. Gets it to Harris at the top. Couple dribbles and over to Ben Malone on the right wing. He takes a jab step and drives baseline. Feeds out to Campbell, now to Harris outside the arc. He'll dribble in and knocked away by Stevens, but he'll get a reach-in foul.
Yeah, Steve, right now Jackson on the wrong end of a 14-0 run in about the last five game minutes.
Yeah.
And what was once a 32-39 score is now 32-53.
Yeah, just Chelsea making shots and Jackson not. Selby gets a look at it from three, and that one goes off the iron. Rebounded again by Jackson, or excuse me, by Chelsea. Hanifan taking his time coming up the floor. 19-point lead for his team. They're still working with a lot of movement without the ball here for the Bulldogs. And they do a good job of working it around, eventually finding somebody open. Stevens now on the wing, top of the key for Strzuski. Left side for Hanifan, now to the top Cabana. And he backs it out, resets the spacing for the Bulldogs. Hanifan on the right wing. Top for Stevens. 3.5 to play. 53-32. Cabana on the wing. Now back out Strzuski. And the Bulldogs just keep moving it. Top of the key for Strzuski. Left wing for Cabana. Turns and looks. Stevens now all the way out by the mid-circle. No urgency by Chelsea to get a shot away here. 3:08 to play. Dribble drive. Cabana out to Strzuski. You know, his pump fakes, they shouldn't bite on them at all. I don't think he's shot it all game.
I don't think he's shot. Definitely not from the outside.
Nope. And now some pressure. White kind of sensing that they needed to make something happen, tried to knock away, and gets a reach-in call, and that'll send Hanifan to the free throw line.
And Chelsea just runs their offense so well, you know, and they're so patient. They're waiting for a Jackson player to just make a mistake, and I think they capitalize. And finally, after, 2 minutes almost?
Yeah.
In one possession, they end up with Hanifan probably throwing in two free throws.
He got the first. 54-32 is the lead for Chelsea right now on the scoreboard. And missed the second. Rebounded Campbell. Gets out to Ben Malone for the Vikings. It's Tyler Selby up the middle of the floor. And there's Hanifan with a steal and a breakaway. Into the air. Double clutch. Finishes off the glass. And 56-32. Just kind of a too casual pass. And Chelsea being up by 20, they have not just backed down and kind of called off the dogs. They're still playing in the passing lanes and being aggressive. Terrell White pulls up a shot, hits it. 2-point bucket, and he's going to get a free throw.
And White, just as in the third quarter, the only scorer in the fourth quarter. couple Jackson guys did score later in the third quarter, but it took a long time before White was the only one to crack the scoring column.
White at the line, Kamen Harris, Jarrell Harrell, Amar Harrell, and Tavion Tanner in the game now for the Vikings as White makes the free throw. 56-35, 2:28 left. Jackson sets some full court pressure. Stevens eyeballs, and he'll just dribble it up. Left side for Hannah Fan, just over the midline. Skips it over to Alexander on the floor. Lay also out there, the two brightly colored shoe guys, bright green and bright orange. Lay on the left wing, now out to Hannah Fan. Cabana comes out to get it near midcourt, chased out there by Harrell. Stevens in the corner, they'll double him. He gets it away to Cabana on the baseline, and a timeout from Chelsea, looks like.
With that 20-point lead and 1:56 left, Coach Tropia still coaching.
Yeah, 60-second timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. Under 2 minutes to play, 56-35. Chelsea leads on WKHM.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And Chelsea with the inbound, moving it around the floor again, away from the Jackson pressure. Minute 34 to play here into the corner for Cabana, down to Lay on the block. Back cut there. Alexander clears it out. Cabana wisely open for the look, but clears it out because Chelsea just wants to eat up this clock. Into the corner, and Alexander will fire. Missed the shot, rebounded by Jarrell Harrell.
Alexander says, you know what, Cabana, you might not fire it, but I'm firing it.
So, yeah, I haven't had as many minutes as you.
Or shot attempts.
Jarrell Harrell hits a triple. Coming up a little screen, pulls it up. Maybe a little bit of an acting job on the contact. Goes down to the floor, but knocks down the three and gets a free throw, too.
Unfortunately for the Vikings, I think that's just going to be a little too late.
Yeah, minute nine, it's tough to overcome. 18 points, or 17 if he makes the free throw. 56-38, 109 to play. Jarrell Harrell at the line here for the Vikings. And knocks that one down. 56-39. Full court pressure, and Terrell White committing the foul. Jacob Stevens will go to the line. That's the 18th foul here for the Vikings.
So Chelsea does have 60% of their starting lineup on the bench now. Leaving the two sophomores, though, Cabana and Stevens out there.
And Stevens makes that free throw.
7 for 8 for Stevens on the night.
And that one hit front rim, but got the shooter's roll. Jackson inbounds, rolls it up to half court, picked up by Amar Harrell. Jarrell Harrell off the dribble, pulls up another three. No. Rebound tapped a couple times, goes out, and I thought I had it off Harris' hands, but they say that's off Chelsea. 58-39, 59.2 seconds to play here. Jarrell White to inbound from the baseline here for the Vikings. Floats it into Harris at the elbow. Harris makes a move to the basket. Off the dribble. I think he was thinking about the flush.
Yeah.
I think we were going to get a dunk attempt. But Chelsea comes away and knocks it out. And so Harris will get free throws for the foul call on the reach-in.
Yeah, Jacob Stevens wasn't going to let Kamen dunk that one, I don't think.
Harris makes that first free throw. Second free throw, not as pretty, but goes in. 58-41. Jackson pressures and steal attempt there for Jarrell Harrell. Get a reach in foul, and that's 19 fouls for the Vikings.
I'm all for, you know, playing until the final buzzer. You know, you have to play hard, but I don't know, with 17 point lead with 54 seconds, do you need to, are you still wanting the foul?
Yeah, extend it.
Yeah.
Maybe you do if that's how Lay's free throws are going to go up. He missed everything.
Yeah, that was shaky looking as well.
Yeah, it didn't.
Had a weird rotation to it.
Harrell makes a move, gets into the lane, double clutch. Lay, for as bad as the free throw looked, great defense there. gets the rebound, gets it away to Alexander, and they'll chop him and send him to the line. It's the double bonus the rest of the way here for Chelsea.
Well, I guess Jackson might be thinking, well, if they can miss both free throws 10 times and we can knock down some threes. Yeah. Chelsea not too worried about it. They're going to empty the what's left of their bench.
And Alexander leaves that free throw short. So Chelsea at least playing along, missing the free throws here. Jackson might extend this a little longer. And Alexander gets that one in. They roll it up the floor to Amar Harrell, left side for Jarrell. He makes a move, gets into the lane, into the air. His layup. Oh, it looks like it was going to go short, but he had some spin and gets that to go in. 59-43, 31 seconds into Alexander. Gets it away to his Chelsea teammates who are on the floor now. Let me try and get everybody in. Jack Cavanaugh and Matthew Geetson on the floor for Chelsea. And there's another Jackson foul with 21.7 to play, 59-43.
Jackson still fouling away. Again, down 16. I think everybody in the gym wouldn't mind if that stopped. Go watch Michigan Penn State tonight.
Or listen to it on the radio.
Or listen to it on the radio while watching with the TV turned down. How's that?
Yeah, and they have ways that you can, like, time it together so that everything's timed up right, too.
All right.
Catch that.
You're going to have to tell me about that technology. I'm enough older than you that, you know, old people and technology don't mix.
Yeah. That national champion Terry Mills on that broadcast, always bringing the energy. 13 seconds to play, 43-61 after the Jackson miss. And now I think we got Luke Tropia fouled and will come down and shoot free throws. Also on the floor for Chelsea, Drew Blanton, another freshman. Now he's the one who will go shoot free throws.
So probably everybody in the gym wishing Jackson didn't foul except Drew Blanton and the Blanton family. That's his way of getting in the scoring column.
Check for him in the paper tomorrow. The box score. 63-43 after the two made free throws. Terrell White fires for three. Short. Rebound. And that's pulled away by Tropia. Put him in the score sheet, too. Time is up. 63-43. The final. Jackson takes the loss to the Bulldogs here at home. And Chelsea just shot it better than Jackson the second half. Jackson had cut it to about 7, had a chance to make it even closer, and then Chelsea just went on a run where Jackson went ice cold. We'll take a quick break here in the postgame. We'll come back and get the stats, and we'll get you our player of the game. Again, Jackson with the loss tonight, 63-43 here in WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First game tonight, the final score against Chelsea 63, Jackson 43. The Vikings fall to 5-9 now on the season and 4-5 in their conference overall. Chelsea gets to 8-5 now and 4-2 in the league. And as I mentioned, they've got two games with Chelsea still coming, or Tecumseh, on their schedule. Tecumseh up in first place with just one loss in the conference, but if Chelsea can manage to get a couple wins away from them, they're right there in the hunt for the championship. Adrian, who just beat Chelsea, though, would like to have something to say about that, too, before it's all said and done. Jackson might not factor in there here Friday night, though, with a very winnable game against Nipsey Community. So, yeah, we mentioned they've got this kind of seesaw thing going on where they've win-loss. That stays true tonight with the loss, so they'll be looking for a W Friday right here at Jackson High against Nipsey Community. Bulldogs next in action Friday night at Pinckney, and I think Pinckney can give them a little bit of a game.
Yeah, I just want to say we didn't mention they seesaw. You mentioned they seesaw.
I did, yeah.
So I'm kind of blaming you for tonight's loss.
Oh, that's fair. I set it up.
By just talking about it, yeah.
Well, let's Let's see what happened with the scoring for these teams.
Well, for Jackson, nothing too exciting to report. Ben Malone with 3, Tyler Selby 4, Jarrell Harrell with 6, Amar Harrell with 1, Savon Campbell with 7, Kamen Harris 6, Robert Beauchamp with 2, and then leading the way tonight for the Jackson High Vikings was Terrell White with 14, including 3 made three-pointers.
Yeah, White seemed to be the only one whoever really got a hot hand shooting. Harris maybe for a moment early on where he had a couple turnarounds that went down, but that seemed to go cold and they just weren't falling for him. And what about for Chelsea?
For Chelsea, well, we have Lucas Hanifan with 11, Ben Strazewski with 2, Carter Alexander 6, Jaden Woody 4, Drew Blanton 2, Joey Cabana 17, and leading the way for Chelsea with 20 points was Jacob Stevens.
Yeah, Stevens has a nice game. He's a nice, strong kid and just a sophomore, so a couple more years at Chelsea to just improve his game. But he and Cabana being running mates is going to be a tough tandem for the next couple years in that league. Stevens probably the player of the game, but we don't give that to the out-of-towners.